neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom HaMelech Alav Shalom said, Ani Arbe Lelo Yachta. He said, and I will break the rule. And nothing is going to happen to me. Son of David HaMelech Alav Shalom. As we see, he did in every part. And we see his ending was not too pleasant. He didn't have a good ending. That he is, you know, Malchut in his kingdom, unfortunately, had a very sad ending. So now the Midrash brings an interesting thing, that the Yud, the Ot Yud, the letter of Yud, comes to Hashem and says, look at this. See what he did? You know, he disobeyed you and he went against your Torah. You said in your Torah that he cannot have too much money and horses and other things. And you see, wow, he breached all the rules. So what's going to happen? He's going to, you know, everybody's going to come and then make a new version. So now they ask, how come the youth came only to Hashem and complained? Because in the Pasuk that it says he should not overdo it and so on, there's many letters. How come Yud came? Sorry?
Because he's the smallest and the humble.
No, he's complaining. Actually, the big one should complain, not the small one.
The big one can complain and say, you already...
No, he's protecting the Torah. That's how it is. The Yud came, because it says Lo Yarbe. Yarbe means he should not overdo it. So the Yud came. The answer of Ribono Shel Olam was many, many, many elef, like Shlomo would come and they break my rules, the Torah never is going to change. And you're talking about who? Who was Shlomo HaMelech? Who was he? What type of person was? We had any wiser person than Shlomo? No. So here we see, first of all, with all his chokhmah, with all the greatness of knowledge that he had, he felt that, so what? I can control myself. Yes, exactly. So now we see. So now, Harav Yitzhak Hutner, that he has a famous sefer of the Pachad Yitzhak, brings that we have an interesting Gemara in Gemara Shabbat of Kuf Dalet. The 104th page of Gemara Shabbat explains the insight of each letter. And that is, the word of Rabbi Shua ben Levi brings Aleph Bet. What does it resemble? Aleph Bet. What does Aleph represent? Aluf. What does Aluf mean? As a teacher. Teacher. So Aleph is for Aluf. Bet is for Bina. So that means sometimes people feel that they know everything. You know people like that?
No.
No? Where do you live? They feel they don't need to add anything to their system. They know everything. They are aware of everything. So now here it says, no. The way that Hashem arranged the letters is Aleph Bet means Aluf Bina. When you have teachers, when you come to class, when you come to the shiur, when you learn, when you have a sefer that you learn every day to finish, not once in a while, every day. Then Bina. What does Bina mean? You have understanding. So now, Gimel Dalet. What does Gimel Dalet represent? Gemara says, Gomel Dalim. What does Gomel mean? To do kindness. Dalim means?
Poor. Those who don't have.
The needy people. Gomel Dalim. So now, so we learn Aleph Bet, Gimel Dalet. Now, Zayin Chet Tet Yud. What is Zayin Chet represents? Zayin. Zan. What does Zan mean? To nourish. To Hazan et Akol. Who gives the Parnassah? Ribono Shel Olam. It's not the effort that I make. Ribono Shel Olam. Poteach et Yadecha. Zan. Chet is for Chen. What does Chen mean? Honor. Favor. What does it mean? That people, they run always after to find favor in the eyes of other people. They want to be very respected, to be beloved, right? But who gives the favor? Ribono Shel Olam. So now, Zayin Chet we learn. Zan and Chen. What is Yud? Tet and Yud? Tet. Yeah, Tet is Metiv. That he always after to good to do good to us. And Yud is Yerusha. What does Yerusha mean? Yerusha. To inherit. To inherit. Yeah. So now here. So be that the introduction for the Yud. That Yud came and complained to Ribono Shel Olam. So now here, Midrash wants to teach us. And of course, like right now, what do you feel? What do you feel? Take a nap? No?
No.
What do you feel? Hungry?
Yeah.
You feel hungry?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So now here, taking a nap or being hungry, what's going to do? Like let's say you eat now. What's going to do for you another 5 minutes? Tired. Right? So you happy you ate?
Yes. Yeah.
But if you have a stomach ache later,
don't eat till
you're
starving.
I know. But you cannot control yourself. You eat, you eat like the kids. You put the ice cream in front of them. How much they eat?
The whole thing.
The whole pint. Right? So what do they feel afterwards? They feel?
Tired.
Not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They faint on the floor. So now, here, that's just a very interesting thing. He says the Yud came to Hashem and complained. Why? Because Yud represent the future. Yerusha. To inherit. Yeah. So now what do we learn from here? That here, that when Ribono Shel Olam says that the Melech has the power to do anything he wants. He can say this mountain, see here, uprooted, I want to make a golf course. You have to listen to him. You can do anything you want. But the point of the matter here is that whatever that you desire to do at this moment, right now, what is going to do for you another 5 minutes, another day, another month, another 10 years? And that's the point that Midrash is teaching us, that Yehudi should always sof ma'aseh hazaka baruch. Yeah. But this is the hardest thing in life. Why? Because to think what's going to happen, like let's say somebody comes and offers you a product, right? A product that worth $500. He tells you, I give it to you for $10. You buy it?
Yeah.
You grab it. But it's stolen merchandise.
Oh.
I'll give you $500 and give you $10. So he stole it from somewhere. You grab it. And then, Chas v'Shalom, if you get in trouble, are you happy you bought it?
No.
And that's how it is. That any action that we take in life, and that's how it is. That we have to think twice. What's going to happen in another 5 minutes? Another day, another month, another 10 years? And that's what the Yud represents. That the Yud resembles the future.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.